You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got our final segment. John Crossman just texted me that he's calling in, so Wonder Woman will put him on the show as soon as he calls in. And what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about a couple things with John Crossman. We're going to talk about the retail industry. We'll go around the state real quick to find out what tenants and what developers are doing what things. And then we're also going to talk about why John invests so much of his time raising scholarship money for universities all across the country, including the University of Florida. Wonder Woman, where's John? Has he called yet? Well, bring him on, John. What's happening, bud? I can't hear John. Can John hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, John, listen, man. We had Dr. Joe Glover talking about all of the things that are happening here at the University of Florida. And then we have Betsy Trobert. You met her at the ICSC. She's the lady that helps all the kids get jobs. But what I want to do now is I want to set the table. What's going on in the retail industry here in South Florida for just a couple minutes? Then I really want to go into why you raise so much money for scholarships. So, John, what are you seeing and is the temperature for the retail market here in South Florida and in Florida in general? Now,
well, it's hot. I mean, obviously, there's growth everywhere. We're seeing it as hot as maybe it's ever been. From projects going on down around near Brickell, all the way up into the Palm Beach County. So it's very, very, very strong. And that's driven by tourism. It's driven by new residential growth. It's a great time down there. Top line's going well.
Now, what tenants are you seeing dive into the market? Because South Florida is sort of built out, and we're seeing a lot of this internal redevelopment, brownfields and stuff like that. What tenants are you seeing going into these new urban areas?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask. There's two things I want to tell you. Is that one, and I've used this as a quote a lot, we used to talk about mixed-use projects, and now I talk about mixing uses in projects. And the quote I always reference is for the TV show Breaking Bad. If you remember Breaking Bad, the character just called Saul, and part of it was that he was this sleazy lawyer that was in a shopping center. But the joke of that is that it's not really far from the truth that we're going to see more and more mixed uses within projects, that it's not necessarily pure retail. It's got different uses going on.
Now, we've only got, and Wonder Woman, say again how much time we have. Okay, we've only got about a minute or so left, John, to talk about how you raise the money. So please, tell me why you raise the money and where people can go to donate.
Yep, I'm going to tell you two things. First off, I'm just going to mention this. One of the best retail projects to watch in the state and influence South Florida is Health Village by Florida Hospital. I just want to mention that real quick because it's
okay.
A cool mixed-use project. Now, talking about scholarships, it is crucial. One of the biggest issues in our state is the amount of debt our students are having from student loans. It's a serious issue. And so as much as we can, we need to raise money for these students. I have a student that works for me now. He's graduated. And when he got his scholarship through ICSC, where he's raised more, it was money he was using to eat with. And sometimes people don't realize that a $1,000 scholarship, they don't think it's a big deal. But to many students across our state, it's a huge deal.
That's how I went to college, was on scholarships and work study.
That's right. That's right. Well, so I would say it's like, I've raised a lot of money for FSU, I've raised a lot of money for UF and FIU. I just tell people be passionate. The endowed scholarship at a state school in the state of Florida, it only costs $25,000, and you can pay that off over 5 years. And it's one of the best things you can do. And just a little side note, it's one of the best marketing things you can do. If you want to grow your company, get your name out there, it's a great way to do it.
Now, John, how do people find you to donate? We've only got about a minute left for this, so I want you to really tell people how to get the money to you.
Well, they can certainly call me at my office, 407-581-6218, or they can email me or go to my website at crossmanco.com or my email address, jcrossman@crossmanco.com, and I'd be happy to help them find where to donate to their school.
All right. Well, John, I want to thank you. I know we got cut short today because we're having these technical remote things. I want to have you back on again in a few weeks. We'll talk more about the scholarship stuff. But, John Crossman, thank you so much for all the things you do for people you'll never meet.
Thank you, sir. I'm honored and blessed to do it. Thank you so much.
I'm blessed to know you.